Woe to you of earth and sea.
Welcome to Satan is My Superhero, a show for atheists, scoffers, heathens, and unbelievers. I'm your host, Judas Fall.
TTs. In this episode, we will round off the year with a selection of my favorite sketches from 2022. Strap in, bitches, it's about to get crazy all up in here.
Oh, you're hosting this episode?
Yes.
Yeah, I could have hosted one, but I didn't feel like it. How did you get this spot? Did you, like, submit a request or something? I'm asking for a friend.
Let me show you how I got this job. In our first episode of 2022, titled, A Pox to You, we used the likening of American children to guinea pigs by anti-vaxxer and recently released criminal Simone Gold as a jumping-off point to explore the wider issue of the human instinct to dominate all of nature, including, and one could say especially, your own kind.
Oh, really? Is this what the whole episode's going to be like? Faux intellectualism and revisionist apologetics for something that is more often than not merely juvenile toilet humor.
Hashtag embarrassing.
Ugh, embarrassing.
Okay. You caught me. I'm trying to elevate the writing and imply a multi-layered approach to the jokes. The truth is, Judas just always liked that porno for Pyro's song, Pets.
To be honest, I don't know if that's more or less embarrassing.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, Mummy, it's just what I've always wanted!
Now, an American child is not just a pet for Christmas. You have to feed and water it every day. We don't want a repeat of what happened to Mr. Mittens.
I will, Mum. I promise.
He's had all his shots, but we will have to take him to the vet next week to get neutered.
Wait, what? Let me out of this goddamn cage!
Oh, it's so cute! He thinks he's talking!
What are you going to call him?
Mr. Mittens, too!
In this next sketch, we climb into the Satan is My Superhero time machine. And travel all the way back to prehistory to peer at the primary pestilent, pariah, and purveyor of the poisonous pollution and problematic perjury that is religion. Word. What did you think of that intro?
I see you did that alliteration thing Judas does.
Yes, but I turned mine into a funky rap.
Well, you put a beat behind it, but I don't know if that's really the same thing.
Ugh, the tribe has decided it's not right that we keep feeding you. You're a drain on what limited resources we have, and you don't contribute in any meaningful way.
I agree entirely. We live a hard life where we must struggle for every morsel of food we can get. Don't feed me anymore. But what you should do is feed the god of the hunt.
Who?
The god of the hunt will make you fruitful, prosperous, and protect you. The more you offer to the god of the hunt, the more successful you'll be.
How do we feed this god of the hunt?
Well, it's your lucky day. I happen to be in direct and exclusive contact with the aforementioned god of the hunt. Just make a deposit of food and goods right here on this stone outside my cave every day, and I'll make sure he gets it.
Thank you, Ugh. You may have saved this tribe.
Don't thank me. Thank the god of the hunt. Oh, and by the way, don't bring him offerings of berries. The god of the hunt is allergic to them.
Aren't you allergic to berries?
Well, yes. It's just one of the many things myself and the god of the hunt have in common.
As much as we enjoy making fun of Christians here at Satan is My Superhero, at least Christians can cling to the slender logic that no one can conclusively prove their God does not exist.
It's in a book, so it must be true.
But to deny the very shape of the planet you live on and the physical reality of the laws of nature because you, a two-digit IQ moron, knows better than everyone else, requires an incredible amount of
cognitive dissonance
mixed in with a generous helping of
bring me that refutation of Pythagorean theory about the spherical nature of Earth.
Are we going to transcribe it into a new piece of papyrus? It is getting a bit ratty. Or does a great scholar want to quote parts of it in a new work?
Nope. We're out of toilet paper.
And for the dummies, just in case any accidentally hit download on this show thinking it's a new product from Marvel, we made the exact same point again, but in a context a flat earther might understand.
What are you doing today, son?
It's a toss-up between reading a scientific paper or smelling my own farts. I'll be honest, I'm torn.
It's funny, because it's about farts. Did you know computers don't fart? We perspire.
Oh.
Do you see what I did there?
Yes. I'm not sure how contemporary the reference is, but at least you've dropped the faux intellectualism and replaced it with... fart jokes.
In this next sketch we lift the tone with a sex joke.
So how was that? Did the Earth move for you too?
Well, the Earth is moving for everyone, we just can't feel it because it's a constant velocity. Now, if what you really want to know is if I had an orgasm, you should just ask that.
Okay. So did you?
Oh, God, no.
Orgasms, am I right?
Oh, this will be rich. No, I don't know what you mean. Why don't you explain orgasms to me?
I had one once.
Oh, really? Tell me everything.
Maybe after the show. Let's just say a dongle was used inappropriately during a penetration test.
You know what? I'm bored already.
You might not know this, but we here at Satan is My Superhero don't particularly care much for...
Self-proclaimed Apostle Paul.
Oh, trust me, that guy really gets on your tits.
So, in this sketch, we took the opportunity to vent.
Luke, I want you to follow me around and record everything I say and do. We'll write a book about my teachings and call it... of the Apostles.
But you're not an apostle.
Luke, do I need to fetch my beating stick?
No, Paul.
Then let's begin. Ahem. Chapter 1. The 13th and final Apostle Paul was an unusually handsome man with perfect auburn hair and piercing brown... Are you giggling?
No.
Okay, let us continue. In every village and town he entered, all the ladies and between 4 and 7% of the men would swoon, some even collapsing from the excitement. You are giggling. I can hear you giggling.
No, I'm not. I promise. Keep going. This is gold.
In 2022, Stranger Things didn't just introduce Zoomers to the twisted demonic riffs of the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Metallica.
Master!
The Duffer Brothers did not only open a portal straight to Hades with the promotion of a satanic board game.
Tabletop roleplay game.
The Duffer Brothers did not only open a portal straight to Hades with the promotion of a satanic tabletop roleplay game, but they also introduced sweet innocent young minds to the most despicable, evil bewitching siren's call of all the haunted voices from hell, Kate Bush. Kate Bush. But we didn't do an episode on Queen of the Witches Kate Bush, so here's one about that board game.
Tabletop roleplay game.
Tabletop roleplay game.
Do you have a date this weekend? The dice roll says no. How about forgetting your troubles and immersing yourself in a fantasy world where you are the hero fighting mighty warriors, evil wizards, and terrible monsters? Try Dungeons & Dragons.
Now available with added Satan.
We received a number of complaints about this next sketch.
Have you read the Bible?
No, I don't like science fiction.
And in response to those complaints, yes, I agree, rather than science fiction, the line should have been fantasy.
Let's just keep this between you and me.
Right, so no threesomes.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, mum's the word.
You wanna have a threesome with your mum?
No! I mean, we mustn't let the cat out of the bag.
There's a cat in a bag? I didn't agree to any of this.
No cats were harmed during the recording of that sketch.
No, but a pussy or two got no... You know what? I'm gonna self-censor.
We interrupt regular programming with a breaking story from Christ Incorporated Eyewitness News.
Once again, atheist communist scientists have opened a gateway to the underworld. The definitely not-for-profit organisation Christians Against Satan Holes are currently plugging the hole with $100 bills. But we need a lot more money. I urge every Christian who doesn't want their children exposed to new ideas to dig deep and send all the money you have. I understand Christians Against Satan Holes is a lot to fit on a cheque, so just use their acronym, CASH.
Christians Against Satan Holes is supported by Christ Incorporated. Christ Incorporated is a subsidiary of Yahweh International.
Stay stupid and keep hating.
Stay stupid and keep hating.
It takes more than $100 bills to fill my hole, if you know what I mean.
Gross!
What's happening to me? Why can't I stop this? You know, I suppose sex jokes are my fart jokes. Nope, that came out wrong.
Oh, Lord Satan, please make my hamburger chain successful.
Sure, but I reserve the right to put the ice cream machine out of service anytime I feel like annoying people.
That sketch from Malicious Satanic Hoaxes was more of a personal gripe than a comment on the actual hoax in question.
Hey, preacher. Can your faith heal my amputated arm back on?
I really specialize in vague, undefined, unspecified diseases diagnosed by unnamed doctors. Do you have one of those kind of ailments?
No, it's just the arm I want back, really.
Pity. Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, fuck you. You fuck-faced fuck.
You heard it here first, folks. The horrible truth is that faith healers might not be all that honest. Hard to believe, I know.
Here, we observe the non-denominational charismatic preacher in their natural environment. Away from the prying eyes of the congregation, our cameras capture the daily routine. Hiding income from predatory tax collectors.
That's right. After an exhaustive investigation, we here at Satan is My Superhero can now reveal that when it comes to religion,
it's all about the money,
which is disgusting, and we would never have such a base motivation for the work we do here.
Let's go, boy!
I'm gonna take a short break from the show right now to talk about our Patreon. If you would like to join the ranks of sinners financially supporting this blasphemy, please go to www.patreon.com/Satan is my superhero or find the link at our website satanismysuperhero.com. And now back to the show. We reversed all the gender roles as a homage to the Pythons in Monty Python's Life of Brian.
Look at my vagina.
We then stretched this dynamic even further in this sketch, grappling with the sticky subject of censorship.
What are we going to do if White House comes after us?
We'll punch her in the nuts.
Look, for far too many reasons to go into right here and now, we can't be punching a woman in the nuts.
Okay, fair enough.
We'll kick her in the nuts instead.
Always thought you had such a, always thought you had such a nice set.
Once again, we prove this show is a one-stop shop for casual racism and terrible accents.
You know, Helga, the Swedes make fun of us. Doesn't it make your blood boil with white-hot rage?
Yes, it does, Ven. How else do you think I survive in this climate? One time I forgot how much I hate the Swedes for just a few moments, and the frostbite took three of my toes.
I chose this next sketch because it highlights the parallels between Trump's GOP and Putin's Russia. One is a morally bankrupt oligarchical regime hell-bent on diminishing the rights and freedoms of its citizens. The other is Russia.
What the hell? Who are you? How did you get in here?
I'm a time traveler from the future, Ronald. I've come to warn you, in less than 40 years' time, a significant portion of your party will be openly supporting an authoritarian Russian dictator in his quest to destroy Europe.
I don't believe you. Why would they do that?
Well, he's white, and in your vernacular, hates the gays.
Oh? Tell me more about this Russian Superman.
I thought it would be a nice idea to ask some of the cast what their favorite sketches from 2022 were.
You'll regret it.
I'm quite sure I won't.
Without a doubt, it is the simple one-liner of, I need a microphone with 120 kilometers of microphone lead on it. because that one, I was driving when I listened to it and I actually had to pull my car over because I was laughing so much. And maybe it's just the laughter of recognition.
Hi, I'd like to purchase 12,000 meters of microphone cable.
Wow, your lead singer must really hate the rest of the band.
Wanky Pranks? Was that this year?
No. Try again.
The one with the, I don't know how to describe it in a really inoffensive manner. I think it was in one of the last couple of episodes where there was a woman of Islamic faith and then there was some naked penis testicles being shown.
How was your day, Fatima?
Well, Mother, I saw an infidel's uncircumcised penis.
Oh? How did that make you feel?
It confirmed and strengthened my commitment to the Prophet.
Wanky Pranks.
No. Give me something from this year.
The one where I go like, whatever you do, don't say shart. You've met Dad, right? We're lucky every sketch isn't just a fart joke.
What was that?
Oh yeah, that happens every time you say fart. Whatever you do, don't say shart. Excuse me, I've got to go change. Was Wanky Pranks this year?
I'm starting to think I'm the one being wanky pranked.
Oh wait, that was like a bear one?
That was last year as well. Actually, just forget about it. Here's your bear sketch.
Wake up! I think there's a grizzly bear outside the tent!
Quick, open the bear deterrent kit the ranger gave us!
Okay.
What's in it?
A Bible and some holy water.
Oh, we're totally fine.
What, this podcast?
How many other podcasts are you involved with that do sketches? Yes, this podcast.
Probably Wanky Pranks, it's a classic.
I regret asking the rest of the cast about their favorite sketches from 2022. Here is Wanky Pranks from 2021.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel, Wanky Pranks. As you can see today, I've got a ski mask on and this knife. Don't worry, it's plastic. Today I'm going to go wanky prank my mom. Let's go.
Give me your hand back.
Eat leg, creep.
Ah, you shot me.
Most of the music in this episode was provided by the Genuine Hoots of Joy. If you'd like to hear some of these songs in their entirety, go to SayTimIsMySuperhero.com and check them out. You might even recognize the lead singer. It's the Reverend Steph. You hear him in the sketches all the time. So there you have it, the best sketches of 2022. And Wanky Pranks. What did we learn from all of these sketches?
Absolutely nothing.
And that's why, Satan, is my superhero. If you've enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe. It helps us spread the bad word to more atheists, scoffers, heathens, and unbelievers like yourself. Make sure you check out the website, SatanIsMySuperhero.com, where you will find links to all our cool stuff.
What is that dance? Stop!
No!
Stop it! Okay. Stop making me dance!
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Stop it!
Put your hands down.
And travel all the way back to prehistory to peer at the primary pet. No, that's not it. To peer at the primary possum. To peer at the primary pickle prickle paddle pot stain piss ant parasite parachute pelican. Possibly I've picked a precocious pocket full of peculiar pee.
Is this going to take much longer? Elon Musk has booked me to pop out of a cake at Kyle Rittenhouse's place in half an hour.
Now run on your wheel, Mr. Mittens 2. Run on your wheel!